Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Talking Tech with Teak. Today's topic, internet service providers. This is one thing that's actually bothered me for a while, and I recently made a Twitter thread talking about it. And really, this is just something that's important to me because I myself am an entrepreneur, and you're essentially starting up a business, small business, and you need to be able to survive without being the size of an enterprise. Like, small businesses are great. I've worked for so many small businesses, and I continue to. This is just something I do on the side because of the technology I have and my interest in technology. So I do a lot of video editing, processing. My problem is, if I'm editing a 4K video, say, and it's about 30 minutes, that's going to be, gosh, I can't even tell you, depending on the quality you output. I know editing a 30-minute 1080p video, I'm pushing out, if it's 29 frames per second, it's about 5 gigs. Now, where I am, I either have Comcast or AT&T as an internet option. I obviously went with Comcast because I can get better speeds through them. Right now, I have gigabit down, and I can only get 40 megabits per second up. What I don't understand in today's world, the way we're doing everything, I don't understand why internet service providers like AT&T, Spectrum, Time Warner, Comcast, I don't understand why they keep giving us a lot more download speeds. I'm not going to complain about the extra download speeds. What I'm going to complain about is that, yeah, download speeds are great, but they're the world nowadays, they're trying to make it a cloud-based world, where you archive your stuff to the cloud, you archive your photos, your videos, any projects you're working on. I personally have several terabytes worth of footage, projects, and just various files. I don't want to store all of those locally. I want to, but the cloud hosting is so much better because in the money that I'm spending on electricity and everything like that, I can spend half of that and get twice as much storage in the cloud. Problem is, if you're only getting up to 40 megabits per second, it takes me a half hour to upload one video that I do. And that doesn't take into account that I have to put it on several different platforms, which means I have to upload it several different times. Luckily for me, these podcasts are only several megabytes in size. I can get them up within a few seconds. But when I'm working for a larger client that's an enterprise, say, they've got gig up, gig down, sometimes even better than that. And I'm able to push videos up like it's nothing. I can push a 10 gig video up in, gosh, a couple of minutes with some of the speeds we have. And yes, I understand that we're not going to get that amazing of speeds for residential. But look at Google Fiber. Look at Verizon Fios. For example, my boss has 100 up, 100 down with Fios. That's great. I'm more than willing to sacrifice some download speed in order to get better upload. That being said, if Verizon says, hey, we're coming to your area, were you interested in getting Fios? I'd say, yeah, I'd definitely go for the 150-150 because I need the upload speed with all the cloud archiving I'm doing. Where I'm starting to realize that this is getting bad is, here, I'll put it this way. Let me read the Twitter thread here. So basically what I said is, as time has passed in the recent years, cloud services have absolutely skyrocketed in terms of growth while also declining in price. The reach is not limited to one area. Rather, this reach is aimed absolutely at consumers, small businesses, enterprises, and even companies the size of Netflix. I mean, look at Netflix. They're hosted on Amazon Web Services. That just shows how powerful the cloud actually is becoming. So as a tech guru, I constantly come across Google Drive, Amazon Web Services, cloud services, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud. I'm constantly getting ads for getting cloud storage room or doing computing through them. And I keep running into the roadblock that many others are. What's that? The upload speeds that internet service providers are providing. It's not just what they provide for residential, but it's their small business customers that I've noticed Comcast and even AT&T cannot provide. I mean, AT&T advertises having these super fast speeds when in reality it's, yeah, our fastest speed is 12 megabits down and 1 megabit up. That's not good advertisement for like businesses. I mean, you think you want to give Wi-Fi to your customers, you get like 2 or 3 people on there and you're toast. Anyway, it's hard for me to archive, for example, to Google Drive or YouTube without waiting ages for the upload to complete. It's not only hurting companies such as Google Drive and Amazon AWS by causing a loss of potential customers, but it also hurts us, whether it's consumer or enterprise, that are paying sometimes large amounts of money for this cloud storage. But we get frustrated that uploads are taking ages to complete, and we'll end up just canceling the upload and or the storage plans as well. If the cloud is the future of storage and technology, why wouldn't internet service providers want to be a part of this? And in there, I tagged Google Fiber and Verizon Fios. They're getting there, but they're hitting roadblocks. Like, they can't get into some of these cities because they're being like, oh, we don't Comcast here. We don't want Verizon Fios to come in and compete with us. Or we're AT&T. We just want it to be us. That's the roadblock that they're hitting. So basically I'm saying Comcast, AT&T, all other ISPs out there, step up. Because once these things get cleared, and recently there were just some bills passed where companies like Google Fiber, Verizon Fios are going to have an easier time moving into cities. Like Comcast, AT&T, these other guys, you need to step up because you're going to lose tons of customers and money and revenue to Google Fiber and Verizon Fios. Because once they come in and people realize that they can get such a better deal from them, they're going to leave you and go to Google Fiber or Verizon Fios. And yes, I'm just a single person saying this, but I know there's a lot of people out there that agree with me. Because how do you expect the world to advance in technology, to advance in this cloud computing era? How do you expect us small business freelancers, how do you expect us to survive and put our products out there when we can barely get internet that will provide well for us? So I'm going to link the Twitter thread on my website, www.teknology.com. That's TekeNology.com. I'm going to link it on this specific podcast. You can feel free to look through there. Feel free to tweet me back, comment on the page. Feel free to send me an email at TTWT, which stands for Talking Tech with Teek, TTWC@teknology.com, or teek@teknology.com. I'm really looking forward to maybe starting some sort of discussion with this. It's something that's really been bugging me because at times I feel like I'm the only one, but a lot of people are getting fed up with this. And I just don't know why they can't give us better upload speeds if they're able to give us gigabit down, for crying out loud. I mean, my gosh, that's an amazing accomplishment there. And yet you're giving us just like, upload speeds. And yes, some of you might think I'm totally ridiculous for complaining about this. That's perfectly fine. But certain markets require certain needs. And before someone says, well, why don't you try business class? Comcast business class in this area? It's super expensive, and I get slower speeds than what I get residential. If I'm lucky, instead of getting 40 megabits up, I would get 45. Wow. Crazy. Am I right? And with that, I would only get about 300 down. Like, oh, well, you can pay for them to bring fiber in. But I'm not an enterprise. I can't afford to pay $500, $600, $700 a month to have a dedicated fiber line to my house for, you know, basic for basic freelancing and for small business jobs. You know, I have bills to pay. I have school to attend. I have classes. I don't have time or money to fight a ton with this, nor pay these huge bills that they would be giving me. Thanks for tuning in. Feel free to, at me on Twitter at Teeknology and talk to me about this. You can find my thread and reply to it. You can send me an email at teek@teeknology.com or ttwt@teeknology.com. Or feel free to just comment on my website on this actual podcast itself, teeknology.com. I'm out for today. See you guys next time. Peace.